Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Records Radio.
Midfire comes right, you set your hand tonight. Fighting for the civil rights, take it away. Ride in, buddy. I just can't play the part, Christian plays the CR. Make you more important, judges, nothing's on the zone. Ride in, buddy. Heads down in the sand, oil please to our left. But we fight another man, take it away. Ride in, buddy.
Give a shout out to Louis Mayorga of Suicidal Tendencies. He's playing tomorrow night at Harvell's Nightclub in Santa Monica with his band Horny Toad. You won't want to miss that show. It'll be a good one. And also, Nardcore Till the Death is going to have their third annual benefit show at Marisol for in memory of Marisol. And it's a free show, $5 afterward. There's food, music, bowling, or bonfire. And this is Nardcore Till Death. And there's a lot of good Nardcore bands playing out there. And Mutilation AD, Bootleg Brigade, Double Dragon, Conquer the Martins. Gosh, there's just so many of them listed here. And I don't want to forget the Mentors. The Mentors are also playing a show, and it's called A Very Sleazy New Year's Eve with the Mentors. Necro Drunks and Schroeder Bomb and Truculence are all playing. This is in Portland, Oregon, at the Tonic Lounge in Portland. And you'll have a good time there. So we're going to go to a little bit of Suicidal Tendencies for you.
Sometimes I try to do things, and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. They're like, I try hard to do it, and I like, take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. Like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you know, we've been noticing you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away. And like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. And I go, no, it's okay, you know, I'll figure it out. Leave me alone, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know, and you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. So why don't you talk about it? I go, no, I don't want to. I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me. There's films on the side. Got me a suicide. So come up, break one, let's die. You won't have anything. I'll break one, get this shit away. I'm not crazy. Here's the design. You're the one I'm crazy. Here's the design. You're driving me crazy. Here's the design.
Okay, that's just a little taste of what you'll hear from Louis Mayorga tonight at the Unite the Vibes Horny Toad show in Santa Monica with Louis Mayorga. Now, we also have a special guest here in the studio, founder of Mystic Records, Doug Moody. Hi, Doug.
Hello, Candy. Lovely to chat with you at this time of the year.
That's right. And I hear you have two birthdays. Would you like to tell us about your two birthdays?
Yeah, with Christmas in and New Year in between, I celebrate one birthday having come from England. And then that makes me about 86 years old. 86 is too old to play around in the record business, so I decided to celebrate my American birthday, which is January the 27th, and I arrived in 1953. So here we go. Here's a 62-year-old Doug Moody saying, thank you, share the birthday with me on January the 27th.
Well, that's fantastic. That's really, really a good way to keep young and keep things going. And, boy, you really have done a wonderful job at Mystic Records. You've launched so many new careers and put so many people out there that no one would have ever known about.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that happened because when I first came to America, I couldn't break into the record business, and I tried. So I sold discs to record companies to break in through the back door, and the only people that I could work with were black in those days because I wasn't either Jewish, who ran the music business, or Italian, who owned the jukeboxes and the distributing. So the black people accepted me, and I sort of taught them music because I had had 12 years of conducting and arranging and was a music guy and classical, really. But I taught them pop American music, and what we made was R&B. And it was Dick Clark who said, hey, you got to make records. There are people lining up to dance to this new music. What do you call it? And I said, R&B. And originally, it was called rainbow music, but then we called it rhythm and blues. So
wow.
It all started from there, making unknowns, and I've spent my life making unknowns. I even brought the Beatles into the country. Their first record, Please Please Me, was released on a black record label, and nobody wanted them until they sold a million records. So I've been doing this for quite a while, you know, and then in the studio in Hollywood came a bunch of kids that were punkers, and I fell in love with the music and their strident voices and their reasoning. Hey, we want to be heard. We want, this is what we want to for our life and our world. And so I fell in love with being punk, and I'm
there
still
you
doing
go. It. That's right. That's right. And 2015 is going to be a really good year for Mystic Records.
Well, it's going to be a great year because Philco is back. He now works for Warner Brothers. He does sound in foreign movies, and he's really a whiz now at remaking old movies, stuff like you made in the 80s. You were with Mystic in a way. You filmed the groups, and you and Louis filmed the groups at the Café de Grand, which was down the road. I recorded them. So we have the whole of the 80s. We recorded 500 bands in the 80s.
Every time they came across the street from your studio, I would put them up on stage to play and give them a few bucks in their pocket.
Yes, you did. And then you'd give me a few beers.
And we have a lot of good times to look forward to also.
Yeah, now Mark has rejoined us. Mark was a teenager in the 70s, and he came to Mystic, and he did all the radio stations and all the fanzines. Every time we released a record, we would give at least 100 records to college radio and local radio stations. We'd give 100 to the group, and we'd give 200 records to fanzines. And sometimes we exchanged advertising in magazines with records. So the first 500 records of a group was out there promoting the group. And the groups really appreciated what we did because we covered 200 fanzines all over the country, 100 radio stations, and we were at that time the only punk record company that was putting out unknowns. Everybody was chasing somebody who could sell records, and I had already had 41 gold and platinum records. So
that's true.
I was not chasing gold records, but we did a lot of good by launching. We have to this day 300 groups on the label, and you're here back. You're with the.
That's
you
right.
bought us a. You have bought us a radio show, and you're filming. And you're running a website for us. You're wonderful, Candy. I just love you, and I'm so happy to be surrounded by people who want to help Mystic, and we're going to do it together in 2015.
That's right. And you know, Danny Darko's coming back too. He wants to help promote Mystic shows for 2015, and together we're going to put together some shows and in the different neighborhoods like the Nardcore and
Slimy
Valley.
The mentors
are actually playing a New Year's Eve party in Portland this weekend coming up.
Everybody's
carrying on and Mystic is still alive and with all of us back together again, boy, 2015 is just going to really rip it in.
Yes, and we've started salting our records out there to the record stores. We've got a brand new distributor called Cobra Side.
Cobra Side in Glendale.
Oh, and he's wonderful. And we are feeding collectible records in with the ordinary records. So sometimes out there you get a 40-year-old record that could be worth $40, $50, $200 in with the regular releases. You look through the records and you'll see one here and there which has 1980 on the label, and that's original. So we're in between putting out new fresh versions of the old catalog, we're still filtering out collector items.
Right, and you know, Cobra Side is open the second Saturday of every month to the public, and they've had bands recently like Saccharine Trust. You and me were both there when Saccharine Trust was playing. Yeah, it's a really, really old-time punk rock band, and they're still going strong, and they always have live music.
Yeah, and
Louis
was there, and
he
filmed
us,
too. Louis filmed us.
Yes, he did. He sure did. You know, I got some film clips of that day, too. But, you know, a lot of good things are coming up with Mystic, and there's a lot of new bands coming up wanting to get on Mystic, get on the label. And, things are going really, really good.
Well, we had a radio station, a pirate radio, in the 70s and 80s in Hollywood from the studio on Saturday nights. We would be on the air for 2 hours at nighttime, and the groups would all circle the block and have the windows down or open their cars and blast our radio, and we would be playing their records. We originated a minute for each group on that radio show. We did a radio show called Party or Go Home. And
that's what we're doing again, too.
Yeah, and we're going to put out a new version. Instead of 40 bands on one LP, we're going to do 60 bands on one CD presented by you and Mystic Radio. So the first 60 bands, I understand, you're putting together now, and then we will take the old 40 bands, the three of them that we've got, and we're going to put two LPs out. And so we are coming with three CDs, we're going to take the three LPs, and you're making another CD. We are coming with four CDs that are 60 bands, and that's part of the 500 bands that Mystic is going to keep alive in 2015.
That's great. And you know what? I hate to tell you this, but we're out of time. And it was really wonderful having you on the show, Doug Moody of Mystic Records.
Lovely to be here. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, don't forget to party or go home. See you next time. Bye.
Fire comes to rise, you can set your hand tonight. Fighting for the civil rights, take it away.
Riding,
I just can't place the power, Christian places to your heart. Making more important charges, nothing of the zone. Riding,